to it now. I'm just doing some math here for you. The national popular vote is a gimmick to end run the United States Constitution that would give the power of your vote to other states. It would disenfranchise me as a voter in Michigan to a voter in California, to a state that I don't trust, to a state where maybe corruption exists, like Illinois or Louisiana or whomever. I don't like it, not even in the slightest of ways. State Rep. Steve Kara is the Michigan House Freedom Caucus chair. Steve, good to have you back.
Yeah, Steve, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So the National Popular Vote Compact, and Saul Anousis and I are, you know, we have good conversations, a lot of things. We don't have friendly conversations on this one. Saul Anousis is like the Republican unicorn who said, oh, this is a great idea. This is a terrible idea. For example, in 2016, Michigan would have given its Electoral College votes to Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton would have been made president on a popular vote. That's not how it's done in America, is it?
It's not how it's supposed to be done, and the Founding Fathers had a lot of wisdom, and their plan wasn't for the United States and state legislators and to find ways to wordsmith, to circumvent around their intent to... And what this does, just to be clear for everybody, is if enough states take their electoral votes, Michigan gets 15. We get 13 for our congressmen and 2 for our U.S. senators. And
correct.
That all adds up to 538 because Washington, D.C. also gets 3. So once you get to 270 electoral votes, you have a majority and you win for president. Well, if we join this compact, our 15 votes would go to that compact, which would get us just about 60 votes short of that 270 threshold. And once enough states get to 270, if we do this, the entire nation will be subjected to this national popular vote, because those states who compact in and say, we don't care what our state says, we care what the nation as a whole says, takes away their state sovereignty and makes us into a mob rule type system.
That's correct. And you're only going to be 50 votes short if Michigan joins. And so your prediction is that Michigan's going to join the national popular vote then?
Hopefully we don't, but that's coming up here soon. It just passed out of committee yesterday, and it's on track to come up in the next week or two if they have enough votes for this. And I think this would be a big mistake, like many
but
of the
they
other
do ha- they do have the votes. The Democrats will all stick together because the Democrats know it's just another way to game the system and put their thumb on the scale. Now, having said that, you'll be 50 votes short. Of the states that are currently still considering this, Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, and Maine, if they join, you're still significantly short. But one state that's not on this list that could consider it, I suppose, is Pennsylvania. It might all come because the states that are not considering it, places like Montana and the Dakotas and Nebraska, they're never going to approve this thing. Texas is never going to approve this thing. Alaska will never approve this thing. So really it comes down to Pennsylvania could decide for the entire country. And look, that basically turns my votes over to the state of California to decide who's president. And the whole point of the Electoral College was to avoid just such a scenario, was it not?
Right. They'll go to New York City and Los Angeles, and they might come over to Chicago. It's about as close as we can get, and possibly spend a little bit of time in Detroit. But it's going to be going to the population centers and focusing in on promising all kinds of corporate handouts we can envision in order to, say we're going to steal billions of dollars from the taxpayers and give it to this one mega corporation in your area. And they'll say how that creates jobs. Well, at the cost of the taxpayer.
You mean like stealing millions or billions of dollars and giving it to the Chinese Communist Party? You mean like that?
I mean exactly like that.
Yeah. There's the problem. The problem is right now you can't file a lawsuit against it. You can't file suit against the national popular vote because you can't file a lawsuit in anticipation that something might happen. You have to actually wait till it would pass, and then it'll go to the Supreme Court. And I don't know what the Supreme Court would say, because it's a political question, and the Supreme Court is supposed to avoid political questions, but it's also a constitutional question. Because basically, according to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the people that would decide who is president are the secretaries of state, because their determinations would be subjective. Right? The Secretary of State says, well, this is who I think won the national popular vote, so therefore my state is going to give its electoral college votes to X, to this person. So then it's up to the Secretary of State and not the legislatures, right?
Right. And also another thing that this would do is it would subject the rest of the nation to election fraud that exists within each of the states. So we'll be subjected to the election fraud with additional votes that are cast because of insecure elections, but more so the rest of the nation will be subjected to Michigan's voter fraud. And it's a big problem, and it's just the next step that the radical left is taking. And they're destroying our country here.
So how do we stop it? How do you stop it from happening?
Well, we could do our best. You know, here in Michigan, I don't want to write it off as a foregone conclusion that they are going to get it done. Of course, it is an uphill battle when the Democrats have complete control in the House and Senate, and they've got the governor's mansion. So we do have a tough situation here, but we should still fight the fight. The Democrats have continued, whether it's, you know, on gun grabs or, you know, partial birth abortion, more rules, regulations, destroying the right to work. They've done a lot of damage to our state in these last few months, and this is their next play. And hopefully the people of Michigan realize what's going on.
Yeah. Steve, I greatly appreciate you being here. We're in peril here. They're turning us into California as fast as they possibly can. And for all you folks that sat home and anybody listening now that didn't vote, stand up and take a bow. This one's on you, not on me. Steve Caro, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Really appreciate it, as always. This part of the program brought to you by Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell launching just recently a new joint health and mobility gel pack. Tastes great. It's orange-flavored gel vitamins. This is microgel formulas. I've been taking it for a while now after the gym. Love the way it tastes. It's got glucosamine and chondroitin. It's all right there for you. Plus, they've got a heart and vascular health product that's out as well. Look, it's microgel, made in America, absorbs at 165% the rate of the pills you take. So find out more at HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code Gruber and you'll save 20%. Promo code Gruber and you'll save 20%. By the way, you can also save money at MyPillow.com using the promo code Gruber. You can save a lot more than 20%. You can save half. MyPillow.com. Don't forget to get involved with MyPillow.com. And they have a lot more than pillows. They have pillows and sheets and blankets and slippers and robes and all sorts of stuff. You can buy a brand new mattress at MyPillow if you didn't know. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save piles of money. You're welcome. And please support the people that support these programs. We try to speak up and be heard. And we do that with your help and supporting the people that support this station. I'll take a break now and be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.